This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, November 23rd, I'm Jeff Bossert. We'll have no feature story in this condensed podcast on this holiday weekend, but we will have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, a look at today's news. A Chicago man faces drug charges after crack cocaine was allegedly discovered in his 9-year-old daughter's coat pocket while she was at school. The girl attends a grade school in Danville. 33-year-old Jerry Bell faces one charge each of possession of a controlled substance and possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver. Vermilion County's Deputy Sheriff Lance Vasilio says the girl didn't know the drugs were in her pocket. She was at Southwest Elementary School in Danville when she lent her coat to a friend who discovered the drugs. Police later searched Bell's apartment and found 111 grams of crack cocaine worth $25,000. Authorities also found a loaded .380 caliber semi-automatic pistol. Bell's bond has been set at $500,000. Illinois doctors could see their malpractice insurance premiums go up if a cap on some damage awards is taken off the books. Sean Crawford reports.
A Cook County judge ruled this month a law which limits non-economic damages like pain and suffering is unconstitutional. The leading malpractice insurer in Illinois, a doctor-owned cooperative, has a major stake in this fight. The Illinois State Medical Insurance Exchange sets the annual rates more than 13,000 doctors pay. Dr. Harold Jensen with the exchange says it's too soon to say what impact the judge's decision might have, as an appeal to the state Supreme Court is underway. He says the exchange is different than other insurance companies.
When you talk about automobile insurance companies, they deal with millions of policyholders. Homeowners policies, another casualty form, they've got, hundreds of thousands of policyholders insuring their homes. And so an occasional high verdict doesn't really affect their rating very much.
Jensen says large jury awards can shake the system, but the caps have provided more certainty when setting rates. The exchange offered a refund in the past year to its members, as Jensen says payouts were actually less than predicted. Previously, he says rates were so high many doctors left Illinois rather than pay them. But opponents say the cap on damage awards is arbitrary and question the need. I'm Sean Crawford.
A new Illinois law will allow more students to work as election judges next year. Those as young as high school juniors can apply. Dan White, the Illinois Board of Elections director, says it's a chance to earn some extra money, but also to learn about the political process.
And as we try and get younger people more interested in elections, I think this is a great way to do it. Get some young people involved in being judges of election and initiated into the process and become more and more involved as they graduate from high school and college.
Election authorities across the state have complained of a lack of available workers. The salaries vary from county to county. An election judge is responsible for verifying voter eligibility and for processing ballots. A Bloomington food bank is opening a site in Peoria. The Midwest Food Bank says it's opening a new 25,000-square-foot warehouse in Peoria. The new facility will allow it to double the number of regional charities it helps by the end of the next year. Now, dozens of Peoria charities must drive 80 miles round trip to Bloomington to pick up food. That means the new Peoria site will save organizations time and money. The 5-year-old food bank provides donations to more than 500 charitable organizations across the Midwest. Most of the food that's distributed from the food bank is donated. Shoppers are rushing the stores this morning for the best bargains on holiday gifts, but Illinois' Public Interest Research Group is warning parents to be careful when buying toys for their kids. Brian Imus is with the Illinois PIRG. He says shoppers should try testing the toys in stores before making a purchase.
Parents should point out if they find any unsafe toys or any toy-related injuries that happen. They need to let the Consumer Product Safety Commission know and report those right away to the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Imus says parents should keep a close eye on toys with magnetic or small parts. A downstate school district is studying whether it can harness the wind to power its schools. About 1,100 students attend Warrensburg-Latham schools, which have a monthly energy bill of about $27,000. Because of concern about growing energy costs, the district is building a 50-meter meteorologic tower that will collect wind data for the next year. If the data shows there's enough wind in the region and it's cost-effective, the district will begin building a turbine that could be in use by the end of 2009. At least two other school districts in Illinois are undertaking similar projects. Colder temperatures mean ice and snow are just around the corner. State Police and Illinois Department of Transportation say now is the time to prepare for dangerous road conditions. Lou Hasis is an engineer with Illinois Department of Transportation. He says drivers should make sure their tires, wipers, and headlights are in good shape before heading out in bad weather.
You don't wake up Thanksgiving Day and prepare a Thanksgiving meal. You have to prepare. You don't wake up Christmas morning and prepare for Christmas. You do it ahead of time. So please get your vehicles in shape and prepare for the winter because it will be here.
This year, IDOT will send more than 1,000 snowplows if necessary. Hasis says plow drivers can only do their job if drivers give them room. He advises against driving too close to plows. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. In the forecast for the region today, expect mostly sunny skies with a high of 38. Partly cloudy skies this evening, the low around 25. Partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high around 45. Partly cloudy Saturday evening, the low around 28. Mostly sunny skies Sunday with a high around 45. Mostly cloudy skies, a 50% chance of rain Sunday evening, the low around 35. Rain likely on Monday with a high around 48 degrees. Mostly cloudy Monday evening. There's a chance of rain and the low around 35. Tuesday, partly sunny skies, the high 45. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, November 23rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.